Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news on WCBS.
Well, I said Craig would be back in 5 minutes, but Craig, you have some breaking news about a tornado in Jersey.
Yeah, I do. The biggest thing here to be concerned with is that a tornado is on the ground in the vicinity of Rocky Hill, which is about 12 miles southwest of New Brunswick. It's moving northeast at about 40 miles per hour. This whole cluster has had a big history of producing, obviously, strong tornadoes, large tornadoes, from southern New Jersey right on up into central sections of New Jersey.
Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen joining us with the latest. What can we expect and when?
Yeah, I'll tell you. What do you want me to talk about first? The severity of these storms and or Elsa, because this is not associated with Elsa right now. But we do have severe storms, so let's just briefly touch on that. That runs up and down the Connecticut Turnpike and the Merritt Parkway, right on down into Bergen County. Whopper-sized hail in parts of Bergen County. Two-inch-sized hail, size of tennis balls. That is just, you know, unimaginable in this part of the country.
Our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen, is joining us again with the latest on what to expect tonight and even tomorrow, Craig.
Don't let that little bit of sunshine fool you, but definitely from about 80 on south into New Jersey, there are definitely breaks in the overcast right now, but the nor'easter is sitting out there and just continuing to intensify right off of Cape Cod and is going to loop back towards Montauk and then loop to the south and east. It's its only escape route right now. So rain moves back into the area. The winds will pick up once again. Very strong.
Craig, are we breaking any records today?
We are breaking records across the area. And as a matter of fact, those records are going to continue to fall across the region as we go on into tomorrow, too. Not the city. The city's record is 101, but we've set a record at Newark, which also hit 101. LaGuardia broke a record. Bridgeport a record. The only place you will find 80s is right along the coastline, right at the beaches. But the hottest heat index I could find right now is Newark's 106.
All right, Craig. Hey, I know you talk about the dew point sometimes when it hits 70. That's really uncomfortable. Well, it's above 70.
It is. It's 72 right now with our 94. So that's why when you put the two together, you come up with a heat index of 102 for the city. That's the way it feels on the city streets. And I can only imagine what it feels like down below in the subway.
So this windblown snow that we have now, this is what we get really for what, the rest of the day, pretty much?
Just about, yes. There will be, you know, some times when the snow does decrease in intensity because in between each band, it's a little bit lighter, but when those bands move over the region, the visibility rapidly drops with winds gusting between 30 and 40 miles per hour and the heavier snow. So you start getting these near blizzard conditions from this point on, off and on, right through the course of the afternoon. Now, towards this evening, and so here we go. Tornado warning is now in effect for Mercer, Middlesex, Morris, Somerset until 8:15. There is a severe thunderstorm warning that just went up Union County, adjacent Union County, and we will be watching that very closely to see whether or not that too gets transferred over to a tornado warning. So Union County and a severe thunderstorm warning. There are additional severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings that go all the way back down through Trenton and into the southern sections of New Jersey. So with that in mind, rainfall continues.
We have Craig Allen with the Exergen forecast. Some brightening skies now west of the city, but still a lot of trouble east.
East across central portions of Long Island. And the worst cell right now, the most intense cell, is between 135 and 110 on the island. And it's up around the expressway, too. So that little area, about 5 to 10 miles wide, that's where the core of the most intense cell is now. And it's moving east at about 35 miles per hour with tremendous rainfall, lots of lightning and thunder, cloud to ground, lightning and Definitely some strong gusty winds, at least over 40, the potential for 60. We'll go back to snow tomorrow morning into tomorrow afternoon before finally tapering down to flurries. When all is said and done, 12 to 18 inches of snow. And if these bands just sit over the region, over some part of the area, which it looks like they're starting to do, they move on up and then slow down past New York City and on into New Jersey and the lower Hudson Valley. These are the areas that could easily wind up with 2 feet of snow, certainly drifts over 2 feet. The only places that would be perhaps under the 12-inch mark would be southern Jersey Shore as well as the east end of Long Island. Otherwise, winds gusting 40 to 50, tidal flooding at high tide, temperatures 28 to 34 today, tonight, finally tomorrow, tapering down to flurries, but still windy, 30 to 35, and then some sunshine breaks through for Wednesday.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.